Many traditional fisher folk have been left reeling after their applications were rejected by the long-delayed Fishing Rights Allocation Process, or FRAP. In response to a verbal question from the DA, it was confirmed to the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Tuesday that no fishing exemptions would be granted to previous rights holders until the appeal process has been completed. The appeal process will run from 29th of March until 29th of April 22, which means that unsuccessful applicants will have no income for 2 months at least. The consequences for the families reliant on fishing will be simply devastating. The DA has been made aware of numerous people who've now lost livelihoods in an instant, many of whom have fished along the South African coastline for generations. In some sectors, such as tuna pole, it appears that over 60% of previous rights holders have been rejected due to alleged non-performance on their applications. The online application system experienced multiple issues when it was launched at the end of last year, and the application deadline had to be extended for another month to compensate. We've heard that many applicants found the online application process extremely difficult and confusing, and this sentiment has been borne out by the results of the applications. The Department of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries has proclaimed that they are intent on bringing in new entrants to the fishing industry, but the process was clearly not as accessible as the department would believe. Many traditional fisherfolk have now been completely shut out. The department may boast about reaching diversity targets, but the reality is that many of the people with their hands in the water appear to be the ones being left out. The DA would urge the Minister of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries, Barbara Creasy, to reconsider the granting of exemptions to unsuccessful applicants so that they're able to continue to feed their families and keep their businesses afloat. FRAP was supposed to empower and assist fisherfolk, but instead it appears that so many are now worse off than they were before. Serious and urgent consideration must be given to all appeals to save the livelihoods of individuals and families dependent on these fishing rights.